It's the Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
And our guest, Mr. Bill Switzer, formerly the director of security for Lambert Field in International in St. Louis, now director of security for the entire state of Missouri. We have the Grand Fromage with us today, Sue.
Oh, I know.
Bill, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning. Hi, Kevin and Sue. How you doing? You guys are too kind.
We're doing great.
Not a bad day. Congratulations, I guess, are due on your promotion. I would assume that's a promotion for you. That's a pretty big deal. I want to thank you for joining us today, and you've got a new thing going on at Lambert International, don't you?
Right, we sure do. Lambert just on Monday became the 24th airport in the country to have a facility where folks can register in the airport for what we call TSA PreCheck. And that's an intelligence-driven, risk-based deal where people can apply for this TSA PreCheck, and which it allows them through expedited screening. So that was very nice of Lambert to set this up, and so far it's been very successful.
We had received a pre-screening on the PreCheck and had the opportunity to use it. I can tell you, it's worth it. It's an amazing experience to sail through the security process at the airport, not have to take your jacket off, for example.
Or shoes.
Or shoes,
and
yeah.
It's $85, is that right, Bill?
Right, $85, and that covers the application fee, and it's good for 5 years. And the individuals, it takes about 10 minutes to fill out the application, have the fingerprints taken, and then the company Morpho sends all this information back to Washington, D.C. to have it validated. And then within about 10 days to 2 weeks, the passenger should be notified and be given a known traveler number, which they can use for PreCheck when they make their future reservations.
So that's what you refer to in your kits as a KTN, known
KTN.
Travel number?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I think a lot of people may well be hesitant to fill out all the paperwork, and the government's going to find out how many rolls of toilet paper I use a year or whatever. What is the screening process? Can you tell us that? I mean, it sounds to me similar to, well, like when we were in the military, a basic security clearance.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know what the exact process is. I just know the people do fill out the information. It's all sent back to Washington, D.C., vetted through the various agencies to ensure that the individual is who they are, and they do have a good record. And so that's basically what it's all about. And the way we're coming along and the way TSA has evolved over the last 12 years is we've looked at all the intelligence-driven data, and 98-99% of the people are good travelers. You know, nothing wrong with them. So this allows us to give them a more of a pre-check, get through faster, and then allows us to concentrate our resources on the 1% to 2% that we feel like could be a threat. So actually,
that you need to look at. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and it's my understanding that this, you know, they're not sending the FBI out to talk to your neighbors or anything. They're probably going to check your police record and, you know, perhaps a credit check, things that would normally, like you say, just assure that you are who you are and that you're a decent person. So that sounds pretty interesting. This is simply domestic, though. It's not international, is it?
No, it is international now. And it's taken off quite a bit here in the last 6 months since the first concept came out. And we're already up to about 330,000 people that have applied for this deal and been accepted. So it is it's a good program. So I think more people hear about it, and they do see the efficiency and effectiveness of going through pre-screening. More people will get on board with it, and we can process people a lot quicker and save them a lot of time.
As you and I have discussed before, Bill, a few years ago I had a hip replacement, and I also carry, when we travel most of the time, a lot of electronic stuff if we're doing a live broadcast and so on. Based upon that, though, I still have to go through the regular screening process, do I not?
You do. For hip replacements, you tell the individual that you do have a hip replacement, and they'll send you right over to the advanced imagery technology machine, and then you don't lose your spot in line. You just go over there into that AIT machine, so you won't. It shouldn't affect your time one iota. So you just tell.
Do I have to take my shoes on, jacket, and off, and so on to do the scan?
You do. You do for that.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Well, that.
But you know, and a good thing, like you said, Sue mentioned. You know, you do leave your shoes on. You leave your belt on, unless it's got a really big belt buckle. And you leave your light outer garment on, and then also your 311, your liquids and gels, as long as they're still compliant, leave them in your bag. And then also you don't have to take your laptop out. So that does save us quite a bit of time.
That is worth it right there. No question about it.
I did want to make sure that the listeners understand that if you go and fill everything out that day, that you still have to wait about 10 days or so before you get back your number?
Right. They send it, the facility will send all this information back to Washington, D.C., where it will be checked, and then they'll get some information in the mail with their KTM.
Okay, so now, then at that point, Bill, when we go to book our tickets or buy our tickets, does the airline already have this information and use it, or do we have to tell them our KTN known traveler number?
Both. You tell them what it is, and they validate who you are. So you say, you know, I'm Kevin McCarthy, and my known traveler number is such and such. They validate it, and then when you get your boarding pass, it should have TSA pre-check on it.
Right, right. That's a very comforting thing when you see that. I got to tell you, we have thoroughly enjoyed the program because Sue just, she's through and waiting for me. And
I am. I mean, even with the TSA pre-check that we did before, I was right on through there, and it didn't help because he's over on the other side getting checked.
I can go get a cup of coffee and wait for him and read the paper.
I could have.
No, it's not. It was never that long, Bill.
No, you guys do
a much better job than that. And I don't mind. I expect to be, when I'm traveling with a box of electronics and batteries and cameras and atomic clocks that are synced to a satellite because we use them for a broadcast. If they didn't look at them, I would be upset, okay? Mm-hmm. But nobody has ever, well, one time in Philadelphia, but no one has ever torn me apart. They open it up, I say we do a radio show in my best radio voice, and okay, they look at it, they run the sniffer around the edge of the bag. I'm through. I think you guys do a spectacular job, particularly here at St. Louis.
Well, thank you, and I'll share that with the team because they do work hard. And those guys, some of these people have been there for 12 years, and they still, today, they're not burned out. They're tired sometimes, but they give it all to make sure that they give the utmost professional customer service and the best security they can to everybody. So I'm very proud of these folks here. And even
and that website,
the country,
Bill?
Everybody's working hard. Sorry?
Your website for the TSA and the pre-check program?
TSA.gov.
Simple enough. Bill, I know you're busy this day, so I'm going to let you get back to whatever it is you're doing. Thank you for joining us. And if you have any questions about TSA or pre-check, TSA.gov. Very simple. Again, thanks for being with us, Bill. Anytime you have something new, let us know. This is the Travel Planners Radio Show. Coming up, another one of our regular features, travel news and travel tips. So don't go away. I'm Kevin.
I'm Sue McCarthy.
We'll be right back with the Travel Planners Radio Show on the Global American Broadcasting Network.